You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is Facebook's new oversight board. About a year ago, the social media company said that it would create an independent board that would oversee its decisions on content. Specifically, if there's a post that somebody puts on Facebook and the company takes it down for violating one of their rules or terms of service, you can appeal to the oversight board. It came up, and now, finally, Facebook has revealed who's on it. And it's a pretty interesting group. It includes a former prime minister, a couple of law professors, a journalist who's been a critic of Facebook. It's got people from all over the world. There was a convoluted sorting system to make sure there were enough people from each region, kind of like the system that determines the number of countries that play in the World Cup from Africa and Southeast Asia. Facebook had a similar formula. The 20 people who've been announced do, it seems, have a tendency to support free speech in general, which means they may, in fact, overturn a lot of decisions about Facebook taking down content, which may or may not be a good thing depending on your perspective. So, what do I think about this? I'm fairly impressed. I think creation of the board was a good idea, first time that Mark Zuckerberg has ceded power, and I think people on the board seem pretty great. There's an ideological balance, left and right, professional balance, geographic balance. It seems like the right group of people. I have two concerns. First concern is that the actual presence or absence of a post doesn't matter as much as you might think. What really matters is how many people see a post. And so a post that stays up because the policies are loose, but that the algorithm doesn't favor, doesn't really matter. In other words, the decision about whether a post stays up or stays down, which is what this content oversight board will make, is not a big decision. The big decision is whether the algorithm shows the post to 15 people or a billion. The second big question is what the boundaries of the oversight board's decisions are. Right now, it's just about appealing posts that come down. Will it be about posts that Facebook decides to stay up? Will the board have the ability to take those down? And more importantly, will the purview of the board ultimately expand? Right now it's just content decisions, but what if ultimately it becomes a group that looks at data privacy? That would be pretty interesting, though I don't think Facebook would really like that. In any case, I hope this content stays up, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.